Hey, watch your step. It's dark, and I don't want you tripping and getting hurt. Yeah, I'm worried about you or whatever. Are you done gloating? 'Cause I don't have any band-aids, and you'll just have to live with a bloody knee if you fall. Whoa! Hey! I told you to be careful. Oh, haha. Yeah, you totally did that on purpose so I can catch you. Very funny. Look, if you wanted me to hold your hand, you could have just held it. You know that, right? Anyway, I don't want you tripping any longer, so just hold on to me, yeah? Here, I thought I was the clumsy one. We're almost there, don't worry. You won't have to hold on to me any longer after that. Oh my god, you're an absolute simp, you know that? Always wanting to have some form of contact with me? So clingy. Please, I've gone years without any form of touch. I'm sure I can live without it. Shut up. I only tightened my grip because I felt like you were gonna fall again. What? Do you wanna let go? Let go then. That's what I thought. And here we are. What? Okay, there's nothing here yet. All right, we'll just have to wait a little bit before the main attraction. Well, technically, I'm the main attraction, but there is a special guest later. You don't think I'm the main attraction? Nah, you're right. The main attraction is standing right in front of me. Yeah, you're always the main event in my eyes, baby! Alright, I'll stop now, I'll stop now. Anyways, don't just stand there, help me set up. So, I packed sandwiches, strawberries, and cream. And lemonade. I would have brought ice cream, but judging from the amount of time it took us to get here, it probably would have melted by now. Anyways, let's dig in. Do they still taste alright? Oh, that's good. I was worried it wouldn't taste super good after a long drive. Okay, I know they aren't like superb or anything, but I'm doing my best. I never said I was a Michelin star chef. That's on you for assuming I was. Sure, I cook, and you know what my cooking tastes like. So for you to have any kind of like fancy thoughts about this picnic is just ridiculous. Like, if my home-cooked food is not Michelin star level, why would the sandwiches, and they're sandwiches by the way, I literally just slapped food onto bread. Why would they taste any fancier? What are these nonsense expectations? Oh my god, I hate it here. I'm leaving. I'm taking the car. You can go home yourself. Oh, so now you want me to stay? Where was this loving and clingy energy when you were eating the sandwiches, huh? The lack of respect in this household, I swear to God. Oh my god. It's been a while since we've been on a date like this, huh? I mean, house dates are fun and all, but we've been doing them for almost a year now, and it's just nice, you know, to finally be outside. I don't really know. Like, something about it feels different and less claustrophobic when we've been stuck inside, you know, the same four walls for so long. Like, it just feels more open and more free. Like, we found a place where it's just us. It's like a different kind of alone, you know? Back at home, we're alone, but it's like we're isolated from everyone in a bad way. Like, there's no one alive in the world, and we're the only survivors in this apocalypse. But here, being surrounded by nature and just being alone together, it's like we've chosen to escape the real world to be here together. You get it, right? I'm not like crazy or anything. Like, it's just nice to be with you when the world isn't ending. Oh my god, you know that's not what I meant. I enjoy being with you even when the world is ending. Actually, I can't say that for sure, because, you know, we haven't actually been through an apocalypse before, so jury's still out. Yeah, it's not nice to be with me or whatever, but you were the one who was essentially begging me to stay earlier, so I'm just saying. I'm just saying that's how you were earlier. So, how's life? Stop laughing! You know I always feel the need to talk. Oh my god, look. I know we live together and all, and I see you every day, but you might have some things that you want to talk about, you know, that you don't want to see at home. Besides, the mood is just right for us to get into our feelings or whatever. So, if you want to break up with me, now is the best time to say it. Well, actually, it'd be pretty bad because, you know, there's only one car and we share the same home. So, maybe don't break up with me right here, right now. Like, do it when we're back at home. I know, I'm just joking. Oh my god. If you ever broke up with me, I'd cry. Okay? I'd be crying for months. I'd be crying so much that I'd create a new ocean. Though, honestly, that'd be pretty cool. Like, crying so much that you create a new ocean. Like, I know that it isn't possible, but still. Okay, but very seriously, though. You know? How have you been doing? Yeah. It's been weirdly stressful, huh? I mean, I guess it wouldn't be too weird since, you know, we're in the middle of a pandemic, and that means we'll always have a little worry at the back of our minds going through all the what ifs and negative scenarios. It sucks major ass for sure. Online classes have also been a bitch. Like, I enjoy it to some extent, but I know I'm not learning as much as I can because I'm constantly getting distracted by everything else on the internet. Okay, except the mime class. Look, the mime class is actually so fun. Like, I've learned so much about physical theater because of how good the professor is. Like, he's so knowledgeable in his field and passionate about the subject, and because of that, I just can't help but get pulled in. I can't keep giving you facts about mime, please. You hear them almost every night. Okay, fine. Just the one, okay? Mime was what helped develop physical theater. There, that's one fact. Ugh, you know I'll never shut up if I explain it. Okay, fine. Fine. Okay, mind facts, let's go. No, I'm not blushing. You liking it when I talk about these things is extremely flattering for sure. No one actually enjoys hearing me ramble. Anyways, the mind fact. So, I know you enjoy it. It just feels a little bit annoying at times. Can we just move on? Can I just tell you, like, how mime helped develop physical theater? Yeah. You want to hear the fact now? Okay, let's go. So, back then, mime used to just be an umbrella term, right? Like, it consisted of variety acts like dancing and singing. And way back in ancient Greece, mimes would speak. So, the only reason as to why mimes were eventually silenced was because these performing troupes would go to various cities to perform. And they would outperform the local performing troupes in said cities. The government then imposed a ban on these traveling mimes, saying that they could not speak on stage, and from then on, mime acts were mostly silent and purely physical. And if the performers spoke, then they would be fined and, to some extreme, banned from performing in that city. So, the art of mime carried on, and the history of it is a little bit fuzzy simply because no one really recorded the acts. After all, the acts that were performed were mainly improvised, and no one really wrote proper scripts for it. So all we can assume is that there were people who still kept the art alive until. Wait! Look! The main event of tonight! Fireflies. Aren't they pretty? There's so many of them, too. Well, I had heard from a friend that at this time they usually come out. And we haven't been out in a while, so. I figured seeing fireflies on our first outdoor date in a year would be 10 times more magical. You're so beautiful. Wait, what? No, I heard you the first time. No need to repeat it. Stop it, I'm not. You don't know you're beautiful. Oh my gosh, shut up. Not you quoting One Direction. This is so embarrassing. I mean, yeah, I do like it, but... Okay, stop, you're making me blush. I hate it here. I'm not gonna say it. It's not true, so I won't say it. No, I'm not gonna say that I don't love it either, because it's also not true. You're insufferable, you know that? You love me too much? Oh my god, I can't believe you would treat your loved ones this way. But I love you too. You hurt me! Oh, stop looking at me like that! Oh my god, this is so embarrassing. No, I'm not gonna see it again. I'm not. I don't wanna. Oh my god, okay, fine. I love you too. There, I said it. Happy? You're such a sap. You're the biggest sap.